From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed that Iran is just years away from having a nuclear bomb. Under pressure back home and facing possible corruption charges, Netanyahu took to the stage at the Munich Security Conference to deliver a warning about the security of the Middle East region, accusing Iran of posing an existential threat. Speaking later in Munich, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif dismissed the Israeli Prime Minister's speech. VOA asked Iran analyst Benam Ben Talabou of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about the war words between Iran and Israel.
It is a war of words, but it's a war of words that's for quite a few years now been increasingly borne out in terms of low-intensity conflict through a series of proxies, militias, and client states that Iran has.
Zarif urged other powers to join Iran in a regional dialogue. Afghanistan's political crisis has deepened, with a second provincial governor defying a presidential order. President Ashraf Ghani's office has approved the appointment of new heads for five provinces, including Samangan in the north, as part of efforts to improve local Afghan governance. But Abdul Karim Kadam, who has been governing Samangan for about a year, denounced his ouster. Gambian President Adama Barrow has announced a moratorium on the death penalty. Mr. Barrow, elected in December 2016 under the ouster of longtime dictator Yahya Jammeh, signed a UN treaty on the abolition of capital punishment last year. Since his election, Barrow has returned Gambia to the Commonwealth of Nations. This is VOA News. Hungarian leader Viktor Orban has called for a global alliance against migration as his right-wing populist political party, begins campaigning for the April 8th election, in which it is expected to win a third consecutive landslide victory. Popular at home, but increasingly at odds politically and economically with mainstream European Union peers, Orban has thrived on external controversy, including repeated clashes with Brussels and lately the United Nations. Those conflicts mostly centered on migration, since people fleeing war poverty in the Middle East and Africa flooded into Europe in 2015, have intensified the election approach, and Orban poses as a savior of Europe's Christian nations. U.S. Director of National Intelligence says the Islamic State fighters remain a threat despite their recent defeats in Syria and Iraq. Dan Coates spoke at the Munich Security Conference in Germany.
We continue to assess that ISIS will remain a threat, partly because it's more than just a terrorist organization. It is an ideology and perhaps a theology. In the combination of ideology and theology, I think outlasts defeats on the battlefield.
That is U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coates. Russian news reports say a gunman opened fire on people leaving a church service in the North Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least five people, wounding five others, the Islamic State claiming responsibility for that shooting. A passenger plane belonging to Iran's domestic carrier, Osman Airlines, crashed into the country's Zagros Mountains, and officials fear all 65 on board were killed. Location of the plane has been identified, but treacherous winter conditions are limiting access for rescuers. The flight left Tehran Sunday morning, headed for the Isfahan province, a flight of some 560 kilometers. Todd Curtis, founder of Airsafe.com, tells VOA, this particular turboprop aircraft might have been warehoused lately.
This is an aircraft that's flown by this airline fairly regularly. They have a small fleet of these aircraft, and they ordered recently several dozen more. So this is not something that this airline was unfamiliar with, at least as far as how this aircraft operates.
Decades of international sanctions have left Iran with an aging commercial air fleet, and accidents have increased in recent years. The country has been unable to buy airplane parts for needed maintenance or upgrades of their fleets. You can get more on that story and all the hour's news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.